Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wabam Entertainment Podcast. I am your host for today's festivities, Landon Bell, and I am joined by the ever-amazing Katie Gilstrap and Isaac Wolf.
Hi, everyone.
Yay, I'm alive.
Yes, we are all three alive. And you know who else is alive? Venom, who is rolling into theaters next month. And we've got all the topics of discussion for our 7 days of Venom. And so, yeah, we're going to be covering a ton of stuff about Venom and Spider-Man. And I guess to kick it off, let's talk a little bit about that upcoming movie. You know, for everyone who's following along with it, Venom is directed by Ruben Fleischer. It looks to be a pretty good movie with Tom Hardy in the starring role. And what are you guys' opinions on it before it drops?
I think they've struggled, honestly, a little bit with marketing. We've seen a lot of material from them, but nothing has really caught my eye until this one clip that they put in yesterday, or maybe the day before or something. But it was like less than a minute, and it's the best clip that I've seen from them. It just had like Tom Hardy talking with someone and drawing in the viewer, and like it's the best footage we've seen. Like I don't know why we couldn't have gotten that before. Like if I'd seen that 3 weeks ago, I would have been much more interested in this movie. But it is what it is.
They're really not pushing the journalist angle. Like, he's supposed to be a journalist, and just if you just watch the trailers, it looks like he's average Joe.
Yeah.
I can agree on that.
They did release one cool clip, and it was he's being held up at a building by the cops. And
yeah, about to shoot him. I love that one.
Yeah, and so he tells the symbiote to do its thing, and it overtakes him and just starts tearing up Jack on these guys. So that was cool, but it's also like a little cartoony. It looked more like something out of one of the animated shows than your typical comic book movie. So maybe they did that to try and make it more PG-13 friendly. I don't know.
Well, because, I mean, have we really seen much of the actual symbiote?
No. Not much.
Not tons. I mean, we know that it likes to eat lungs and livers and stuff, but that's pretty much it.
I've heard that there is a confirmation of this symbiote's home planet in the movie, but the name escapes. Oh. The home planet for the symbiotes is confirmed in the movie. I've heard. Speaking of it, it's calm.
Yeah, there was a rumor about that, and there. What was the other thing about the symbiotes that was rumored? It's escaping my mind now. But yeah, there's apparently some surprises that they're holding back. Like, there's some nods to Carnage and Lady Venom that are in the movie. I don't think people really expected for Riot to be the villain in the movie. I'll be curious to see how they handle that.
And the home planet's name is Clintar.
There you go. I learned something.
Learn something new every day.
And I can say, I'm looking forward to it. I think it looks pretty good. I don't know what else to say without spoiling a certain article I'm publishing during the week of Venom, so I'm gonna keep it there just for this segment.
On the plus side, you know, it's got an Eminem song in it, and you know, I gave it a pretty good rating over on wabamentertainment.com, so you can go check that out if you want some pretty good content. Two other things about Venom. They did confirm that Tom Hardy is playing the voice of the symbiote, which is pretty cool. It doesn't sound like him really at all. It just sounds like somebody who's gruff and angry. but I do like that it's his voice.
I probably threw some modulation.
Oh yeah, totally. And then the second thing is actually just a funny story. So my grandmother is not a big fan of movies like this. So she jokes about certain characters being demonic, and we were like, well, yeah, by the way, there's this Venom movie coming out. So we showed her the trailer, and it was fun.
Oh, my.
That was fun. Yeah. You can imagine the reaction as soon as the part came where the symbiote, like, licks the dude's face.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah. A note to listeners, don't just take anybody and everybody to the theater, because they might get freaked out at stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much our collective thoughts on Venom. We, you know, I guess we all seem to think that it looks okay. We'll just kind of, you know, wait till it drops and see.
Yep.
Crossing my fingers.
Pretty good. All right, so that brings us up to, you know, more Spidey talk. And honestly, we were talking before we started recording, and we were like, you know, what do we want to cover? And we realized that we've never done a ranking of the Spider-Man movie. And I imagine that's going to be really, really heated. So let's just jump into the deep end of the pool. And I'll start with Isaac.
That's the deep end of the pool? Okay, never mind. I'll keep my mouth shut. My turn's coming.
Sorry, yeah. You have to hit the surface tension and break the surface tension before you hit the deep end of the pool.
Okay. Let's start. Amazing Spider-Man. Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, Homecoming, and The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and Spider-Man 3, and then The Amazing Spider-Man 2. The only reason Spider-Man 3 is not the last on the list is because how they use Sandman, which I think is pretty good.
Yeah, they did write casting Thomas Hayden Church in that role. Is really good.
I think that you write Sandman pretty good overall. It's just the rest of the.
So you know, I guess as we dive deeper into the pool, I'll give my list. And to be honest with you guys, I saw The Amazing Spider-Man for the first time today, and I'm gonna have to apologize to Michael Thomas. He's been trying to get me to watch it for a long time, and he was right. It's legit good. Like, legit. Oh, what's his face? Martin Sheen. Really good, Uncle Ben. I was surprised. Just across the board, phenomenal. If I had to rank the Spider-Man movies right now, it's going to be a toss-up between Amazing Spider-Man and Homecoming. And then Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 3, and then The Amazing Spider-Man 2. And the only reason Amazing Spider-Man 2 is worse is because I thought that the whole symbiote arc in 3 wasn't terrible. And I know some people do. I didn't think it was. I think the movie should have stopped right at the scene in the church. That's where the movie should have ended. And then I think people's memories of the movie would have been a little bit better in that case.
Wait, so you saw Amazing Spider-Man 2 before seeing Amazing Spider-Man?
Yes, I did. So I have a fun story about that. I don't know what happened, but like, the movie came out when I was still in my teens. And my mom had heard something about it, and she was like, I don't really want you to see it. I'm like, okay. And so I just never saw it, and then I skipped to the second one. And I hated the second one. The second one is like watching a big Sony advertisement with a terrible story wrapped around it. Like, there's this scene where they're standing in Times Square and everything on the billboards are just Sony ads. It was stupid. It's painful to rewatch. The movie also wastes a lot of great actors. Like, you get Felicity Jones and Jamie Foxx, and then you just use them in lame roles. Same thing with Paul Giamatti. Paul Giamatti is one of the greatest working actors today, and he's reduced to a caricature. It's awful.
Everyone is entitled to their opinion, Isaac.
Yeah, I mean, agreeing with him. I'm just laughing because I'm agreeing with him.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those things. I believe storytelling is very subjective, and I believe all storytelling opinions are valid. But yeah, that movie didn't click for me. So, you know, that's kind of where I am with my ranking. And now, as we hit the bottom of the pool...
Drum roll!
My turn! Okay. So, my ranking of the previous Spider-Man movies would be Amazing Spider-Man, Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man 1, Amazing Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3. And Spider-Man 2 and 3 just did not hit it for me. Yes, Amazing Spider-Man 2 was bad. The whole villain thing was just like, what the heck are they doing? But I can't stand Spider-Man 2 and 3. And you can read my review on Spider-Man 3 on Wabam Entertainment and find out, like, specifics. But Spider-Man 3 was just bad. And I didn't like any of the arcs. Probably ending in the church would have been better. But Spider-Man 3 just creeped me out. It wasn't the character's best portrayal. Sam Raimi did a great job with the actors he had in Spider-Man 1. Spider-Man 2, like, it was, like, the acting was just, like, falling off. And then Spider-Man 3, it was just like, okay, we're all drowning. And we can't get back up. So, yes. That is my opinion.
The best thing that the Sam Raimi movies does is Harry Osborn.
Yes.
That's the best character in those movies.
James Franco does a great job as Harry. Or is it Dave? I can't ever remember. They're tough to tell apart. One of the Franco brothers. He does a great job.
It's James.
Okay. I was right the first time. Yay! I'm terrible with actor names. So, I do agree with you that Harry Osborn is the best part of the Sam Raimi movies.
I'm fixing to get a bunch of haters for this. I like the dancing scene in the third one. It's so off the wall and out of character. It's just kind of fun to me.
I get it.
Nope, it was creepy.
I started to say it's cringy and creepy, but I don't know. I think if it was anyone else but Tobey Maguire, it would be so weird and off-putting that it would ruin the movie. For me, it's at least comical.
It is comical, but the whole scene, like, revolves around him being, like, a jerk. And it's just like, okay. I'm spoiling for the next part, so.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And that, honestly, is partly why that version of Venom didn't do so well, because that version of Venom is basically, it's not evil, it's just a jerk. It turns people into jerks. And so, you know. But finally we're getting another version of Venom that seems to just be straight up evil. So we shall see how that turns out. Rolling all along, we're actually going to circle back to Venom. And the question on everybody's mind is, is Peter Parker or Spider-Man going to be referenced in the Venom movie in some manner? What do you guys think?
I think at most we're going to see is his name on a photo in paper. I think that's as big as it's going to be.
I agree with Kate, although I hope we get zero about Peter Parker. Nada, nothing. I know I'm going to get hate for it, but it sort of ties in with an article I'm doing, which is the why Venom should be the Spider-Man of the Sony Marvel Universe. So check that on November.
November 2nd.
Yeah, next week. Because I seriously hope he doesn't join, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's referenced or is in the movie, for that matter.
Yeah, I'm sort of leaning towards I don't really think he'll be in it. If he's referenced, it'll probably be sort of like in Daredevil, where they were talking about the Avengers and said something about what did they say? Big Green Guy or something like that. They didn't say the Hulk or something like that. I think it's going to be something like that. They'll call him like Web Slinger. They won't call him Spider-Man. And even that's an if. There's a rumor going around that there's a big spoiler they're holding back. And, you know, I suppose it could be Tom Holland is in this movie, but I would be very surprised by that if that's the case.
Even though I'm against the idea of adding Peter in this movie, I would congrats them to being able to keep that a secret for during the shooting of the movie.
Well, I mean, that's easy to keep a secret just because they probably didn't film him on set. they probably waited till later to film him, if he's in the movie at all.
Yeah, but I mean, warns about him being involved, shouldn't that be spreading around? And that guy talks to that guy, that talks to that guy, and that talks to that guy, which is an informer for that guy. You get what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, you never know. Bigger secrets have been kept before. Looking at you, The Last Jedi. And who is our favorite Spider-Man? This is jumping topics just a little bit again, but we've talked about a little bit about Tobey Maguire. We've referenced Tom Holland a little bit. How do we rank the Spider-Man who have showed up in this universe?
Probably say Andrew Garfield. I think he's very underrated as Spider-Man. And then I would say, actually, maybe it's the nostalgia goggles that hinders me, but I do say Tobey Maguire. I do like Tom Holland. There is stuff in the Spider-Man Homecoming that irks me, that I'm just... it doesn't... it's a good Spider-Man, but then again, it's just... I don't know, it's just... something is off for me. I don't know what it is, but something felt off. I don't know, something else that's wrong. It's off for me when it comes to the supporting cast, but that's another story. But yeah, Andrew, Toby, and Tom, even though I like all of them.
All right, I'm going to save mine for last this time. Katie, go.
Okay, so I really like Andrew Garfield. I think he was a great Peter Parker. He really brought the geeky, nerdy aspect, but still, like, on level. Tom Holland's probably been the best Spider-Man that's true to the age in the comic books, like, or at least the movie age, but anyways, he definitely fits the high schooler mode, everything sort of that. Andrew Garfield falls a little bit short in that area because he's a college student. And then, like, number 1,000 on the list of past, present, and future Spider-Man is Tobey Maguire. The kid does not have any emotional attributes. It's like someone told him to think dead puppy before he got on the screen to try and go cry. In Spider-Man 3, when he tries being the jerk, like, it's so, so unbelievably fake. Like, it's disgusting. And it's creepy. And not to mention, like, it's one thing, obviously, like, Venom affects you emotionally and everything, but, like, bringing in Gwen to where Mary Jane is working, like, most, okay, that's just jerkish in it of itself, but, like, he couldn't even pull off being the jerk right. Like, it was just like, oh my gosh, I'm being a jerk. I'm gonna cry now because I still love you. And, like, even in Spider-Man 1 where he's learning how to swing from webs and he's like, Shazam! And it's just like, there's no excitement in this new power that he's found. And, like, everything he's doing is just so... He's acting, but he's acting terribly, and it's gross, and it's bad, and it's just ugly, and... Okay, I'm dead now.
So, having seen The Amazing Spider-Man, finally, I was very impressed with Andrew Garfield. Very, very, very good in this one. Still good in the second one, but, I mean, the second one has problems structurally, so it didn't hold up as much. But his performance in that first one is amazing. He nails the emotional side of Spider-Man like nobody's business. And if he had been, if they had brought him into the MCU, it would have been fantastic. But, you know, they didn't, and we got Tom Holland. And Tom Holland's my number two. I mean, until I saw that movie tonight, I was team Tom Holland, especially after the whole arc he had in Infinity War. It's fantastic. How can you not like that? And there, and you know, also the scene in Homecoming where he's spoilers trapped under the rubble. That was some really remarkable acting. But yeah, don't think it held a candle to Garfield's performance in that first movie. And then yeah, I mean, I would say Tobey Maguire is my number three. It's tough. I don't hate Tobey Maguire in those movies, but it doesn't hold up as much today. It's kind of like how in the older X-Men movies, Cyclops and Storm and you know, all those characters, their performances don't hold up very well at all. And it's not the actor's fault so much as they were trying to do something completely different back then. They had not really figured out the superhero movie groove yet, and the Raimi films were considered the ones that finally got it right, but at the same time, there's times where they really don't. Like, all those times where he's in the apartment and his apartment manager's upset with him, those scenes are so cringy.
And, right?
Yeah, they're very cringy. And then the stuff where he's dancing around like a buffoon, I mean, yes, it cracks me up because it's so weird, but you know, both of you guys are right about it. It's Tobey Maguire playing a jerk and not playing a jerk very well. So what makes me laugh is that it's funny, but from a storytelling standpoint, it's not really what they needed. And so, yeah, I would rank him at the bottom just because of that.
Okay.
Sorry, that was a little long-winded, and I had to explain it.
No, that was nice. Than
at least you have some time to think over it. I'm just getting it on the spot.
I got to listen to you two guys, so there you go. All right, so, I mean, that's the majority of what I have to say on this podcast, unless we just want to talk about all the amazing actors in The Amazing Spider-Man, because I could do that all night.
The question still remains, is Tom Hanks going to play Peter Parker soon?
No, he's not!
No. But is Emma Stone going to play Peter Parker? Yes. That's the correct answer.
Emma Stone was Gwen in Amazing Spider-Man.
I know, confused. And she was awesome. So now they can bring her back to play Peter Parker because, you know, just because.
Oh. Do you all think there is a chance of a Like they do in the animated movie, that they do a Spider-Verse movie, that they can bring back both Toby and Andrew Garfield to get, joining together with Holland.
I would love nothing more than for Marvel to legit do Spider-Verse in the live-action series. Because you could do that. You could bring back all the previous ones that have been in the suit. You can also bring in Spider-Gwen, who's awesome. You can bring in Silk and Spider-Woman and Miles Morales and Spider-Him if you want to get weird.
Spider-Pig! Spider-Pig! Okay.
Does whatever Spider-Pig does.
Take it away, Isaac!
With the metal cover!
Not on the spot, just not on the spot.
So yeah, you could bring in all of those characters and previous actors who played, you know, other ones. I think it'd be awesome to do it that way. But, you know, that's probably a pipe dream. You need the right story for it. That'd be a cool plot for Deadpool 3. Like, if they brought Deadpool into the Marvel Universe, that'd be the perfect way to do it. So Deadpool 3 is actually a stealth Spider-Man sequel where he's the one who brings all the Spider-Verse characters in.
That could work, considering the fourth wall breaking.
Yeah, it's like, Deadpool's like, how did I get here? And then all these other people start showing up and they're like, how did we get here? And he's like, I know, right? It'd be perfect. And there's my pitch for the night. Put that one right there next to the Lois Lane solo movie.
Because, I mean, they could... that could be something if the Venom truly is connected to the MCU, maybe worth doing to make a Spider-Verse movie. I don't know. I do think Spider-Man fans could would enjoy it. Maybe Tom Hardy's Venom could consume the Topher Grace version while we're at it.
Oh, God, no. I'm not a Topher Grace fan, people. Sorry.
He did his best with what he had.
He's not a bad actor. I'm just not really a fan. So, yeah, he just had the unfortunate circumstance of having that career track that just didn't really mesh with the stuff I like. But, you know, he's one of those people, kind of like Hayden Christensen, who I think could bounce back one of these days and really surprise people. I am actually not a Hayden Christensen hater. I know people think that he's the worst from Star Wars, but I've seen him in other roles. I thought he was great.
I have to admit that it put a smile on my face when I heard that he got some cheers and claps when he walked up during the Star Wars celebration. But enough about Star Wars. This is a Spider-Man pod.
Last I checked, this was a Tobey Maguire hate pod.
I don't hate him.
There you go, Michael. There you go. That's our title, Tobey Maguire hate pod. All right, guys. Well, this has been fun. Do you guys have anything else to add?
No, not really.
That was creepy.
Like a turd in the wind?
Like a what in the wind?
Yes, exactly.
Like a turd.
It's creepy. Like a turd in the wind. All right. Well, guys, where can people find y'all on social media?
You can find me at agilstrap13. That's KGISTRAP with a 13 on the end.
You can find me on Twitter at Emblemaniac. And remember, Fire Emblem is love, Fire Emblem is love. Where can people find you, Landon?
You can find me on Twitter at TheBellman. That's BEALL because my ancestors couldn't spell.
I've also changed my name there, header name, so it will actually have my full name now, Landon Bell. And then you can also find me on Instagram at Storybake, where I talk about all stuff storytelling and farmers markets.
Nice.
And of course, you can also find everything else Wabam Entertainment at wabamentertainment.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at WabamENT. And we're also on YouTube. Look for us up, look us up on YouTube. And that'll do it for us tonight. We'll see you guys next time. Spider Pig, Spider Pig.
Spider Pig.
Does whatever Spider Pig does.
Can he swing from a web? No, he can't, because he's a pig. Look out, it's Spider Pig. God dang it. Michael's going to put that on there. Craig's still recording.
Probably.
He's going to end it at the oink.
Probably.
You've been listening to the Wabam Entertainment Podcast. For more from Wabam Entertainment, visit us on the web at wabamentertainment.com. You can let us know what you thought of this episode on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at WabamENT. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all next time.